Hi, good evening. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming out this evening for our yearly Christmas cantata. We're going to begin with everyone singing a Christmas carol this evening. So if you see in front of you, you have a hymn book there, and we're going to turn to hymn number 217. 217. And let's stand together, everyone standing, 217, if you're able to. O little town of Bethlehem, 217.
Let's go ahead and begin in a word of prayer. After that, you may have a seat and the cantata will begin. Let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Father, we're grateful to be here tonight, to gather together on this Sunday evening, Lord, to listen to wonderful music that I know is God-honoring, based on the truths of the Word of God, and that glorifies the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we're thankful for the hard work and effort and time and labor that those that are part tonight have worked on, and whether we're singing or reading or the children or whatever aspect, Lord, we're thankful for that. And Lord, we pray tonight that not one person would get the honor or the glory other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray that all that we do tonight would be from a heart of gratitude, a heart of praise, overflowing with joy to, Lord, all that you have done and how that you came to earth in the flesh as a baby, Lord, to live, to be raised, to die on the cross for our sins, and Lord, to rise again. And we're so grateful that salvation is a free gift. Lord, I pray tonight we'd be drawn to you. Have your way, we pray. May you be honored and glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city in Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David.
And the virgin's name was Mary.
And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be.
And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. In those days, that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem.
To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Oh, Christ Jesus, Holy Child, make thee a bed soft, undefiled, within my heart, that it may be a quiet chamber kept for thee. Chamber kept for thee. My heart for very joy doth leap, my lips no more can silence keep, I too must sing with joy that sweetest cradle song. Jesus, Holy Child, make thee a bed soft, undefiled, within my heart, that it may be a quiet chamber kept for thee.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger.
Excelling, content thy lot to share.
behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law,
then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel.
And there was one Anna, she was of great age, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem.
A child of hope is born, to us a son is given, and on his shoulder ever rests all power in earth and heaven. His name shall be the Prince of Peace, the everlasting Lord. Hail the Son of Righteousness, a glorious light has shone.
The people once in darkness sat, now Christ will lead them home.
Lord Jesus, reign in us, we pray, and make us the
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying,
Where is he that is born, the king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him.
When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born.
And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet.
Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.
When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Came unto his own, and his own received him not.
But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory.
The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Come on, ye faithful.
set on down here for a little bit. They've been standing most of the time. And give me just a few more minutes, boys and girls. Great job up there. And thank you, choir. And thank you, Brother Kohlmeyer, our pianist. And we'll say a little bit more about that before we dismiss tonight. But certainly want to encourage you before you leave to let these folks know that you appreciate that by going up and shaking their hand. They'll be coming down here in a little bit here. And that you're talking about been practicing probably since August, I guess, after the summer break there. So 4 to 5 months there. Takes a lot of work to get that together there. And we pray that that honored and glorified the Lord. Let me just finish up tonight by just saying a few words from the Word of God. A cantata is simply not just a time to listen to music and say great job and then leave. As a church, we believe it's our opportunity to share the gospel at every opportunity, and this is one opportunity tonight. And again, there are quite a few visitors. I had a chance to meet some of you, not all of you, and love to, if you can stay a little bit, love to meet you personally. My wife and I would enjoy meeting you, and always welcome to come to IBC at any time. But heard a lot of songs. Some of those may have been familiar to you. Some of them are well-known Christmas carols. Some of them maybe were not new to you. But I want to just challenge you tonight with one thing from the Word of God. I'm going to read a short passage of Scripture from the book of John. In fact, some of the men here, you heard them read that there maybe a little bit ago, so you may recognize some of the words. And then I want to leave you with one challenge at this Christmas season before we dismiss tonight. The Bible reads in John chapter 1, and you're welcome to listen. You may have a Bible. You're welcome just to pay attention. The Bible says in John chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word," that's capital W, "and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. He," talking about Christ the Word, "was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them which believe on His name." And then the next verse, sometimes not as familiar, is talking about those who come to Christ, which were born not of blood, so you can't inherit it by birth. You can't say, well, my parents are Christians, so therefore I was born into a Christian family. I'm a Christian. I'm saved. No, you're not going to get that by blood, nor of the will of the flesh, not just because you, well, I want to go to heaven. Who doesn't? I'm just going to make it happen. No. Nor of the will of man. You may have family members and friends and people who long to have you be saved, but that also is not going to get a person to trust Christ. The Bible says, but of God, and this final verse, and the Word, capital W, the Word, Jesus Christ, God Himself. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, speaking of when Christ was born of the Virgin Mary. And we beheld His glory, the glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Many of us are familiar with Christmas. We challenged our people this morning in the service. Most folks love Christmas. Whether it's traditions, whether it's the red, the green, the trees, the snow, the gifts, the carols, the festivity of Christmas. Most have fond memories of that. Maybe not everybody. Many will be familiar with the actual Christmas story of the nativity scene and Joseph and Mary. Maybe some of you adults, many memories of you when you were young. Perhaps being in a Christmas program with school or church, maybe even being a wise man or one of the angels, or maybe someone in here was even baby Jesus, all right? Our oldest daughter, Lauren, who lives in Phoenix, was baby Jesus once when she was little at a church in North Carolina, all right? She was one of the only infants in the church, and she played her part, though she doesn't remember it, all right? You might have memories of that, all right? Regardless of what you think of Christmas or the Christmas story, or whether you have been in church your whole life or grown up in church or attended church faithfully, the Bible says that we must receive the Lord Jesus Christ. We must personally receive. And so tonight I brought something that at least the boys and girls, and maybe they're listening, maybe they're not right now, they're a little wiggly. Normally, if they saw this under the tree over here at their house, if they're like I was as a boy, and maybe even as an adult, once you start seeing those presents under the tree, and especially the bigger the better, we go over there and we want to see if there's a name perhaps, and you might have your own method of how you do that. Now, this one happens to be to our daughter, to Jenna, from Mom, all right? I grabbed it quick. I'm not sure what it is, all right? But it says on there, handwritten. You might have a sticker, or you might have a little code, all right? And maybe if you're a child, you grab this and you want to try to figure out what it is. And you might hope it's yours. You might try to figure out. Sometimes in really mischievous ones will even, I see some have done that, all right. Perhaps pry it open, prick it open, maybe retape it, hoping. Of course, it does ruin it a lot, but many of us, we love getting a gift, all right? And we're excited when they're for us, or we hope there's some more, or whatever. I think we understand the concept of a gift, whether it's a birthday or a special occasion or Christmas time. It's a time to give gifts, and we give gifts because Jesus Christ was the greatest gift. God so loved the world that He gave the greatest gift. And so, but when it comes to a gift, and many of us have heard this before, a gift, though, must be received. You can have your name on it. It can be under the tree. In fact, a parent or a grandparent can even say, hey, this is for you. As far as I know, you don't have to receive a gift. No one is going to force you. Someone may give you that gift, and if you say, no, I'm done. I don't want it. I've had enough. I don't deserve it. I don't like the person who's giving it to me. You don't have to receive it. You're not forced to do that. And can I say it's the same thing with the gift of salvation? The gift has already been purchased. Christ purchased it with His blood on the cross. It's already finished. Your name is on it. It's to you. It's for you. It's from the Lord. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. And a lot of times people say, well, I don't deserve it. Let me give you something for it. For me, that's too much. I can't. And we try to earn it, but if we try to pay for it or work for it, it's no longer a gift. It's something that we had a part of, and we therefore it loses its value. The Bible says that salvation through Jesus Christ is a gift. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. The gift. Not of works, means it can't be earned, it can't be worked for, lest any man should boast. Means if I decided to buy myself a gift, wrap it up, put my name on it, and then say, oh, someone gave me a gift, oh, this is awesome. And then you found out, wait a minute, you bought it for yourself. Oh, you rascal, that's ridiculous. Yeah, that's not a gift. I mean, I bought it. I mean, I paid for it, and then I gave it to myself. That's sort of silly. It doesn't work that way. You're right. Not of, I would be bragging, it would be of me. The Bible says that salvation is a gift from the Lord. Now, a lot of people don't believe that. Too easy, it's too simple. That's not the way life works. If it's free, there's something attached, you know, come on, you can't trust that. You know, there's nothing free in life, you know, those kind of things. We're talking about humanity. But when it comes to God, the Bible says God so loved the world that He gave. Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The gift of God. So let me wrap it all up here. No pun intended. Perhaps there was one. The Bible says, but as many as received Him. Christ is the gift. Salvation is the gift. Eternal life is the gift. Forgiveness of sins is the gift. And it's all wrapped in one person, the Lord Jesus Christ, but you have to receive Him. Now here at IBC, we're not here to force anybody. You're not going to heaven. You're not getting saved because you attend this church. I'm not getting to heaven because I'm a pastor. We're not getting to heaven because we're in the choir. We're not getting to heaven because we're nice or we at Christmas time we give of money to help people. Those are all wonderful things. But none of that can get a person to heaven because then you've earned your way there. You've had a part in it. It's a gift. It's free. Jesus Christ paid for it. He purchased it. He did it all. It's undeserved merit. Nothing that we deserve. For by grace are you saved, rescued from your sins through faith. So I want to ask you tonight, and don't answer out loud, but answer in the quietness of your heart, have you ever personally, and I'm talking to the choir members, I'm talking to the IBC folks, I'm talking to visitors, I'm talking to the youngsters, I'm talking to the oldsters, all right? I'm talking to visitors, I'm talking to myself, each person. Have you ever personally received the free gift of salvation offered to you according to the Word of God. The Bible says he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Oh, thanks. And you'll hear people say this. Not ready right now. Not ready. Maybe later. Now, let me think about it. I've got to get some things together. You know, I'm not quite ready for that. Because I know that, you know, I have to make a lot of changes in my life. And so, not quite at that point yet. Maybe in the future. Or we think we've got to come, we think we have to come to God all cleaned up. Well, you know, there's a lot of problems in my life. And so, you know, let me get all those together. And then I'll do it. It's a gift right now. Right now. The Bible says we don't know what will be on the morrow. Life is but a vapor. Don't put off the free gift of salvation. It's there. Some of you've been offered this gift many times. You have. You've heard it. You heard it when you were a boy and girl growing up in a good church. You heard it from grandma and grandpa when they told you personally and shared the gospel. You heard it as a teenager at camp. You were offered the gift as a young adult when a co-worker shared their testimony with you. Some of you have been offered this gift many times, and thus far, you have yet to receive it. Some of you have said, no, not yet, for years. One day, I say it in love, it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. The gift has already been purchased. The Lord Jesus Christ paid it all. The only thing we must do according to the Bible, and this is not my own outline, heard a preacher say it, is turn from our sins, trust what Christ did on the cross, and take the gift. Turn, trust, and take it, and receive it, understanding that you don't deserve it, neither do I. Receive the free gift of salvation. So tonight, as we prepare to finish up, and I'll close in prayer, have you ever received the free gift of salvation? When you receive it one time, Christ died one time for the sins of all mankind, and his death was sufficient, and his burial is finished. We receive it one time. And when we receive it, it's called everlasting life, forgiveness of sins, a home in heaven, a personal relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, hope and a purpose, a peace and a joy that the world cannot give. It's okay if you don't agree with that. Not going to offend me. It's okay tonight if you say, preacher, I'm not trying to force anybody. God's not going to even twist your arm. But the Bible does say that today is the day of salvation. Today. Not tomorrow. Not next year. Not when you're 18, 24, 35, 50, retired, whatever magical thing that we sometimes put it off. Today's the day. If you're here today, you're here tonight, we're honored to have you here. But more importantly than that, we want you to receive the free gift of salvation that's offered by the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not too young. You're not too old. You're not too wicked. You're not too lost. You've not done too many things to eliminate you. Christ paid it all. And his blood is sufficient to forgive us of all of our sins. And that's for every single person. Have you received the gift? You know, you can do that tonight. You can do it tonight. You can do it right now as I conclude in prayer. There's no special magical words that'll save you. The Bible says it's from our heart, and God alone sees the heart. God sees the heart. Each person must receive the gift personally. You can't do it for your spouse, can't do it for your children, can't do it for your loved ones. You must personally receive the gift. I want to ask you, boys and girls down here, I wonder if you've ever received the gift of salvation. I want to ask all of our visitors here, whether you attend another church or just here tonight by way of a guest inviting you, have you ever receive the gift? I want to ask those who come to IBC all the time. Have you ever truly, personally received the free gift of salvation? You can do that tonight. I'm going to conclude in prayer. And during the time of prayer, if you would like to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, you can do that in the quietness of the room and the stillness of your heart. You can agree with God. You can agree with what I said tonight because it's based on the Word of God. And that's what you're agreeing with God. God, I agree with you. I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. God, I agree with you. Christ paid it all. God, I agree with you. I'm undeserving, but I believe that you loved me. God, I agree with the Bible. that this is the truth. I agree that I am a sinner lost in my sins, but yet Christ died for me. I agree with all of that, and I believe that Jesus didn't stay dead. He rose again, and I believe that he has the power to give eternal life, and I want to believe that. I want to trust that tonight, so I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, please save me from my sins. I want to receive you tonight. You know who can do that in your own words, in the stillness of your heart, in the humility of your heart tonight, as I conclude in prayer. And if you pray that prayer and you'd like to receive Christ, or you did, would you please let me know? I'll let Brother Shane know, let one of the choir members know, and just say, hey, I want to let you know. Let someone who, if they invited you tonight, say, you know what? I listened to what your pastor said. I want you to know that I did what he said. I invited the Lord Jesus Christ to save me. I received it. They'd be thrilled to death to know that. No pressure for you to attend this church, but I hope that you are attending a good Bible preaching, gospel preaching church that will help you grow in the Lord and be a great church family. Let's have a word of prayer and then we'll be dismissed. Father, I want to thank you for each one that's here tonight. Lord, we have so many visitors. Now, there's some visitors that are here tonight that, Lord, we enjoy seeing them. They come regularly. They come to some of the special programs here, and that's an honor to have them here tonight. Lord, there's some first-time visitors maybe that have never been with us tonight, and they're here at an invitation from a friend or a family member or perhaps someone that was part of the program tonight. Lord, we're thrilled to have them here tonight. Lord, we're grateful for the privilege to be a church and to be able to proclaim the saving gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ through song, through preaching of the Word of God. Lord, we are just one church. We're not the only church in America, Lord, that has the answers, but Lord, we are one local church that believes the Bible is the Word of God, and everything in it is inspired and breathed of God. We believe that, Lord, that ought to be our guide for everything we do. We believe that the Bible says there's only one way for a person to be saved, and Lord, it's not through a church or religion or a denomination. It's not through any works or good deeds that we may do. Lord, it's through the Lord Jesus Christ, and Lord, he paid it all on the cross. And Lord, the free gift of salvation is available to every single person who will receive it. Lord, I pray tonight there would be some folks here perhaps who, Lord, even while I'm speaking, Lord, would be quiet in the quietness of their heart, would be crying out to you saying, Lord Jesus, I want to receive you. I know I'm a sinner. My heart and my life is full of turmoil and stress and anxiety, and I don't have peace and I don't have joy, and I'm wondering and questioning a lot of things in life and wondering, but I heard the message tonight, or I've heard it before. I remember it when I was young and I didn't receive it, but Lord, tonight I want to receive the free gift of salvation. I want to turn from my sins. I want to confess that I'm a sinner and I can't save myself, and I want to cast myself at the foot of Calvary, believing that Jesus loved me and died for me and rose again, that he offers salvation and forgiveness of sins. Lord, I pray that for someone here tonight that did that, I pray, Lord, they did it in their humility of their heart, and they did it with all of their heart, believing in Jesus. Lord, I pray they'd let one of us know tonight so that we can rejoice with them this Christmas season. Lord, thank you for the free gift of salvation that is offered to each and every person. Lord, we thank you for Calvary. We thank you for Christ in the manger. We thank you for the glad tidings, great joy that we can proclaim this Christmas season. Lord, thank you for the privilege to have the cantata tonight, for the hard work of all those in the choir, our readers, our young people, those that helped the Lord with the pianist, and Lord, those with the sound, and even those sort of watching over with security, those in the nursery, Lord. All of those play a part in the ministry that we could have tonight. Lord, we ask your blessing as we prepare to head out. We ask your blessing and safety on the road. Thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Just before we dismiss, and speaking of gifts, we do have a free gift. If you're here tonight and you're not sure of salvation, we have a little booklet that are free to anyone that's here tonight. There's some on the back table as you leave. There's some on the table out by the front door. It's just a little book. It's a gift from our church to you. Please feel free to grab one of those. It's called Paid in Full, Your Debt, God's Payment. We'd love for you to take that home and you read it on your own. That's a gift from us to you for visiting with us tonight. Again, a big thank you to Shane Kohlmeyer, who directed the choir, our pianist over here, Miss Bethany. I know Kelly also helped with that. Miss Aaron helped. All of our choir members that are here tonight, our young people here who did a great job. You know, I sensed a lot of prayer going up when those boys and girls walked up here, all right? I just sensed it. I think parents are saying, oh, Lord, please help them not to embarrass me. Oh, what are they going to do? That's the prayer of all parents, all right? Ah, okay. They made it back to their seat, all right? Good job, boys and girls. And thank you, moms and dads, for having them here tonight. Thank you for each part of IBC that played a part. We're thrilled to have you here. If you can stay in fellowship, we'd love to meet you. Let the choir members know they're going to be coming down. Lord bless you. Have a wonderful evening. You are dismissed.